Hello.
Hello, hi. This is Will calling from National Opinion Surveys. Am I speaking to Sarah Ellis?
Yes.
Hi, Sarah. The purpose of my call is because I'm conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and your nation. Do you have a minute to participate?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. First of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so okay, thank you. Next question, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. Next question, are you 18 years old and registered voter?
I'm older than 18 and a registered voter.
Thank you very much. You sound very young. Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native, mixed?
White Caucasian.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Ooh, I'm dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you very much. Now I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. National Education Association, or NEA, from 0 to 100.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know about that exact organization.
Okay, don't know about it. No problem. Donald Trump.
60.
60, you said?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
25.
Thank you. Woke culture or wokeism?
5.
What do you mean by that? Do you know them or never heard of it, or you just don't want to give them a grade?
5.
5? Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Public schools?
As a former public school teacher, 10, 20.
20. Oh, you're a school teacher. Great.
I am. Well, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Public school teachers.
Oh, 90.
90. Thank you. The U.S. Department of Education.
70.
70. Thank you. Charter schools.
70.
Thank you. Moms for Liberty.
80.
Thank you so much. Next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you very much. Next, will you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Public schools, much better. Public schools, somewhat better. Charter schools, somewhat better. Charter school, much better. Or there's no difference?
Charter school is somewhat better.
Thank you very much. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students. Or 0, that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number from zero to 10. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting from 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you very much. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Embrace American values and be proud of American citizens from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Become more organized and have structure from 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Next question. I really appreciate your time. I know it's taking a little bit, but please bear with me. Will you say
I've always wanted to do one of these.
Okay, thank you so much. Will you say that your state spends just about the right amount of money, or too much, or not enough on public school education? Not enough, too much, about right?
About right.
About right. Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last past 2 years?
Yes.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
In between, not really a lot or a little.
It will have to be either a lot, a little, or nothing at all.
Okay, do a lot.
A lot?
Yeah, do okay. A lot.
Okay,
not know all the details, but...
I understand. Thank you so much. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics with education. Will you agree or disagree the CRT bans are mainly about politics? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Do I agree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes, that's the question. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you very much. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you very much. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Wait, the question, you said they shouldn't learn about it because it might make them uncomfortable?
Yeah, they shouldn't learn about racism or slavery.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
I strongly think that they should learn those things.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next question. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum. Do you strongly support that, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
An ethnic what?
Adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten.
Oh, somewhat agree.
Strongly agree. So strongly support. That's the answer. Strongly support, somewhat support.
Somewhat support, yeah.
Thank you very much. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teachings about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Can you repeat that?
Okay, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support that?
I'm going to say strongly support. It's weird, but I'm going to say stronger support.
Thank you very much. Increasing discipline in schools.
Strongly support.
Do you strongly support that? Strongly support. Thank you.
Yes.
Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Somewhat oppose.
Strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you very much. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you very much. Next question. I really appreciate your time. Some U.S. citizens have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose. Thank you very much. We almost done. We are at 81%. Okay? Please bear with me. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing argument, a 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by the generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10.
Oh, 10.
10. Okay. Thank you very much. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform a surgery. or carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in their school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. 0 to 10.
Yeah, 10.
10. Thank you. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate an increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skill requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, strongly disagree, somewhat disagree.
Strongly agree.
Okay, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of your schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, somewhat college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Master's.
Master's. Thank you very much. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Employed. Thank you very much. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Divorced. Thank you. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Not so strong Republican.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last past 10 years?
No.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last past 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
Once a week. Thank you.
Yes.
For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Applies to you, to a household, or does not apply?
Am I a Christian? Is that what you're asking?
The term, is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian, does that apply to you, someone in your household? To you?
Yes.
Okay. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does that apply to you, someone in your household, or does not apply?
To me. Applies to me.
Okay, thank you. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Thank you. That will be the end of our survey. I really appreciate your time. You have an awesome evening.
Thank you. You too. I've always wanted to do one of these.
Thank you very much. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.